WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. More than 250,000 new jobs were created last month. A better-than-expected report. Will it influence the Fed? Here's Jolene Kent.
It looks like, given how strong the labor department or the labor market looks right now, that, you know, the Fed will likely stick to that quarter-point rate cut in November and another one in December.
But Donald Trump traveled to Georgia today to talk about hurricane relief efforts.
It's been a terrible response from the White House. They're missing $1 billion that was used for another purpose, and nobody's seen anything like that.
Manuel Bajorquez is in Marshall, North Carolina.
While people here are just starting really to get the cleanup going a week after the storm hit, their hearts are heavy because there are still people who are unaccounted for, and the search for those people continues.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene is at 225, and it's likely to grow. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is taking over the investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney. Dinney moved Wausau's only ballot drop box out of the public's reach 2 weeks ago to make a point. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsing Democrat Kamala Harris for president Thursday in Ripon, the birthplace of the Republican Party.
Liz Cheney really is a leader who puts country above party and above self, a true patriot.
Cheney is calling for patriotism ahead of partisanship, calling Donald Trump not fit to be president.
I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Trump campaigns in Juneau Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A horse in Eau Claire County has tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. According to Eau Claire City County Health Department officials, it is the first confirmed case of the disease in the county this year. In recent weeks, the Department of Health Services has warned Wisconsin residents to be vigilant in protecting themselves from mosquitoes, which are the primary spreaders of the disease. Eastern equine encephalitis cannot be spread from animal to human or human to human contact, only through mosquito bites. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire's McIntyre Library has been named the Library of the Year by the Wisconsin Library Association. The award is given out for distinguished achievement in service by a library, library system, or library network each year. McIntyre Library staff will accept the award at the organization's annual conference in Green Bay on November 7th. Chancellor James Schmidt praised the library's staff for their commitment to helping students and their incorporation of technology to create an innovative experience. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I feel sad for our guys because they competed like they did, and it was, you know, but it's baseball. When you're facing a team with those type of guys, that's what they're capable of.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
You know, I think that's a byproduct of not practicing for a couple weeks. I thought just in our limited practice today, I thought he did a really nice job. It looks like he's just getting back into the groove.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear, low upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, a high near 80. Maybe a storm tomorrow evening, staying sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high low 60s. Next week starts out sunny and dry, high upper 60s. Currently, it's 66.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate.
Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the very latest on a close congressional race between Becca Cook and constantly caustic Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, hey, Wisconsin. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy, happy Friday. Welcome to another edition of Nightlight. Great to have you with me tonight. Great to be sitting back in this chair opposite the lovable producer Conrad, bringing you stories of movies and TV and fun guests. Of course, we have fun guests tonight lined up. We'll talk about those in just a minute. But wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin, it's great to have you. And we hope you choose to be part of the show. Text us, interact with us. We love that. And got all kinds of fun stuff on the show tonight, don't we, Conrad? We got a big show.
We do. Yes, it's our first Friday on Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. We kick that off tonight. It's already a bar band Friday night. We do that every Friday with Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio. She's one of our favorite guests. She brings us new music every week and really fun conversation, as always. And tonight we are having our first, as Conrad said, Freaky Friday. We're doing this all the way up until Thanksgiving, all the way up to Halloween. We'll have some scary talk every Friday night here at 6:30. And we're probably going to have some, I don't know if that's going to cut it, because scary talk is fun to talk about. So we might have to intersperse other guests on other nights too, not just Friday, but you can count on every Friday night at 6:35. We'll have some good creepy talk. It's Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Were you did you get freaked out when you were young watching scary movies?
I mean, yeah, I hate scary movies. So
to this day, still?
I like Halloween fun movies, not like there's a ghost somewhere trying to murder you or something. I don't like those movies.
Ghosts can't really do anything though, right? I mean, they're sort of they scare you.
They can, what is it called when they take over you?
Oh, possess you?
They can do that.
That's a little creepy.
I mean, I've seen parts of The Human Centipede and I wish I never saw that.
What's that?
Oh, God.
Movie?
Yeah, don't.
I don't know that film.
Don't ever watch that. If you don't like horror movies like myself, my friend was just trying to, he just showed me a part of it. He's like, hey, look at this. And I looked at it. And I'm like, thank you. I didn't need to see that.
Is it like a centipede with human body parts?
Yes.
And it was that traumatic? Wow. You know,
I'll say I hate horror movies, though, with everything in my body. I hate them. I can't go through a whole movie and just get scared.
So is it the gore or is it the actual jump scares or both?
It's everything about
it. It's everything, You just don't like to feel that, like it could happen.
The worst thing is when it says inspired by true events. I'm like, I'm leaving.
BS. Yeah. Inspired by a dream some guy had.
I will think it's true and then.
Or even if it gets in your head, it's like, well, it could be true. That's what's you know, creeps me out. A scary movie I saw years ago with Tim Robbins was called Jacob's Ladder. And spoiler alert, if you're planning on watching Jacob's Ladder and you haven't gotten around to it in the last 35 years, I'm going to spoil the ending here, but he has these crazy visions. And he'll be on the subway and he'll see someone turn and they have a tail like under their coat coming out or something. He just sees all this creepy stuff. And he's a veteran and he meets with other veterans and they're talking about the weird stuff they're seeing. And they assume it had to do with the war and the time they served in Vietnam. And then at the end of the movie, it's just him on a table being operated on in Vietnam. It was all a dream. The whole movie was his thoughts projecting what it would be like when he got home. He couldn't get close to his wife anymore. He had this weird kind of relationship with this actress, Elizabeth Peña. I have not seen the movie in 30 years, but that freaked me out. And then a movie called Angel Heart with Mickey Rourke, where Robert De Niro plays the devil. And Mickey Rourke plays a singer who's trying to solve this mystery for Robert De Niro, not knowing Robert De Niro is the devil. And so he's trying to solve the mystery. And then at the end of the movie, again, spoiler alert, turn the radio off or turn it down for 10 seconds. Because I feel like if people are going to watch the movie, they would have seen it by now. But he realizes that he's the one. He made a deal with Robert De Niro, with the devil. And now it's all coming back. Like stuff like that, that could happen in your mind. That's the stuff that freaks me out the most.
Yeah. There's some of those movies where it's like they wake up at the end of the movie. You're like, oh. No, none of it was real.
Right.
There's a bunch of those movies.
But it's still scary. Like yeah, you don't no, know yeah. that until the end. Yeah. And part of it was, for me was that was what scares me the most is this like, oh my gosh, like your brain can not be nice to you.
Yeah, it can do that. Yes, it can.
Pervert things and just weird, very strange. So those are the kind of movies I don't typically like. I don't like slasher films. I'm not impressed. Special effects are great, but if that's all you got going for you in the movie, no thanks.
I think it's funny when you talk, we talked about this before with slashers, like there's a lady who's getting chased by Jason or something.
Yeah.
There's a gun on the, what was it?
Oh, said that
there's a gun on the wall.
They had to keep Jason out of the cabin. So they used their weapon to put it against the door. So Jason, who could crush the door anyway, keep Jason out. I mean, it's just lazy writing and it really drives me nuts.
Sometimes you can just make fun of them.
Right.
When watching them, I guess.
There was a guy. Oh, it was the Friday the 13th movies. That friend of mine did a joke. Actually, I don't even know if he ever did it. His name, Jeff Tully. Great guy. He was working at a club called the Funny Firm, and he was running a couple jokes by me. He hadn't even started doing stand-up yet, and he said, they keep making these Friday the 13th movies. By Friday the 13th, part 11, you'd think the lake would just be floating bodies. It would just be all bodies. Yeah. I thought, oh, that's a really funny joke. I don't know if he ever used it. He's like producing TV now, but that's true. And stuff like that, or the observational stuff about these scary movies and how ridiculous they get. You know, the first one is great, and then they just mail it in and they're terrible. But
what do you think about them continuing Scream this year?
You know,
was it the past year? I forget what year it was, but
yeah,
I saw Courtney Cox in it now. I'm like, wow, yeah, it is. I can't believe that it's been that long.
The problem is I would have to go back. I saw the first Scream and I thought it was clever. You know, like I like a good, like scary movie that has some funny beat. Like Fright Night is like that. That's a fun, scary movie. And April Fool's Day with the guy who played Biff from Back to the Future is in it. And there's some really funny moments in it, as well as some good scares. But like with the Screams, it's kind of like the Fast and the Furious. I feel like I'd have to go back and watch every one of them to know what's going on. Like, what are they on? Scream 7 or something like that?
I believe, yeah. It's somewhere around there.
The first one was great. I don't want to watch all the other ones so I know what's going on with the latest one, which I assume I would have to do. So,
I mean, just Fast and Furious, you could watch any of them and you're fine.
Yeah, I suppose. And they say those have gotten better. But as they go on, there's like a chunk in the middle. My buddy Ben Reiser said there's like three or four in the middle that are really good. And I was like, wow, how does that happen?
Oh, well, yeah. I'd say the later ones that came out past 2010.
Yeah.
Iffy.
Well, we're talking scary stuff tonight for the first half of the show, folks. Join in the conversation. You can share with us whatever scary movie you like, what you don't like. Are you like Conrad? Do you not like scary at all? I don't like slasher. I don't mind being scared a little bit. I like a good creepy mystery, But you're welcome to share with us what you like. My guest tonight, got to get to the guests. We have, this is going to be a really fun show because Maria Kaminsky is here from Old World. I got to get this right. I'm going to mess up the name. Old World Wisconsin Museum in Waukesha. And they have so much going on in October. I was looking this stuff over yesterday. Then I was just looking it over again before the show. And the Old World Wisconsin Museum has all kinds of activities starting next weekend. And we're going to go over all of them with Maria. And I'm hoping she knows some of these stories because they have some crazy, creepy ghost stories. And I've never been there. And I would love to go. Just looking at their website, I cannot believe the content and what they are offering this month. So we'll talk about that with Maria. We're talking a little bit about scary movies. It is also a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, as she always is every Friday, with new music.
And from she's going to be on the stream this time.
Yes, that'll be exciting. We'll get to see Terry, or, well, hear her a little better. Not that it's terrible.
If you're on the stream, she will be here. So on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Okay. You know what? We didn't do that. First of all, I haven't done an app push in a while. If you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, ladies and gentlemen, you have to download it. It is so easy. It's gotten to the point where I'm in my car. I don't even turn on the radio anymore. I just put the app on because I can get that. I can play any station I want on the app. And Nightlight is on statewide, so you can just hit the little icon right next to whatever station you're listening on. And you can text us and get in touch with us, and we'll read your thoughts on the radio. So Terry will be here, correct, on the stream. So tune in, check out Terry Barr. She's going to bring music from Mascot Theory.
Yes, and another one.
Did she send another one? Oh, good.
Yes, it is Kathy Kutrow, I believe. Kathy
Kutrow, okay, cool. All right, so we got three songs. This is fantastic.
Two songs. She just wants to play one from Mascot Theory.
Oh, one from Mascot, okay.
And then one from Kathy Kutrow.
Which one does she want to play from Mascot Theory?
It is called Blowing Smoke.
Okay.
And then the Kathy Kutrow song is Vacation.
Okay. Oh, see, I love that. Okay, we got two, and she's been doing that. We've been getting two bands for the price of one for the last few weeks, and it's an outstanding segment. Hope you guys can listen in. Terry Barr will be here. It's a Bar Band Friday, and it's a Freaky Friday for the next few weeks. We'll do that, and what else do we have, Conrad? Oh, we have birthday clips coming up. That'll be fun before Terry gets here. There's some fun birthdays, and we've got some good clips from movies as a result of said birthdays. And it's also International Animal Day.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I have all kinds of allergies when it comes to pets. I don't own a dog or cats. I'm even worse. We had a lizard. That was fine. But I can't really cozy up to animals. Horses, I start sneezing like crazy. But I love animals. And it is National Animal Day. So it got me thinking, what animal do you wish you could have as a pet? I assume you're all capable of having a dog or a cat or a fish or whatever. I'm going to go first. I would love to have a lion. I think they're the coolest animals ever. They're like, you could take it with you wherever. They'd protect you. They're beautiful. They're predators. They just creep up. They move beautifully. They run beautifully. So I'm going to say a lion. What about you?
Well, I got to go with Phineas and Ferb here, and I need a platypus.
A platypus? That seems like, I almost said that seems like it would be high maintenance, but so would a lion. Okay, so text us your answers, 855-752-4842. What animal would you want to have as a pet if you could? All kinds of fun stuff. It's a Freaky Friday. It's a Bar Band Friday night here on Nightlight. Great to have you with me. This is Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Werzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Werzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@werzerbuilders.com.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
So, between guests, we have Maria Kaminsky coming up at 6:35 for Freaky Friday. She's from the Old World Wisconsin Museum in Waukesha. They have so much going on. We're going to talk a little bit about ghosts and what they have going on there. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here at 7:35, and we're going to do some birthday clips. We've got great. It's Susan Sarandon's birthday, so we've got a clip from Bull Durham. And it's Liev Schreiber's birthday, so I have a clip from Ray Donovan, which is an underrated show that I really enjoyed, a Showtime show. And then I've got, it's Dakota Johnson's birthday. Have you seen the movie Cha-Cha Real Smooth, Conrad?
I thought that was a song.
No, the smooth is, and the Cha-Cha is.
No,
this
I
is Cha-Cha Real Smooth.
I have not it's seen good. That. And you know what I got? So I listened to the clip, and I thought that Dakota Johnson kind of sounds different in that.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. That was weird because I just saw her in something else, but it's a good clip. And I know on this week's New Wisco Weekend with Lisa Hale, they're talking about depression and mental health and that kind of stuff. So I found that interesting that it was Dakota Johnson's birthday. She's 34. And that movie kind of dealt with that a little bit. Her character had depression. And I just like that scene. It's a great a quick scene between two pretty good actors. But the Bull Durham scene we have is great. The Ray Donovan scene is a really good scene. And our question tonight is, well, you can share any scary movies you like. It's Freaky Friday. But also, what animal would you want to have as a pet? And I'm talking about animals that you typically wouldn't have as pets. For me, it's a lion. For Conrad, go ahead.
In honor of Phineas and Ferb, it is a platypus.
In honor of cartoon characters. That's good. Platypus. I love it. Jim from Appleton says, did you watch Lawnmower Man? I have never seen that. And I have to say, that is not my genre either. So don't be surprised if you share a lot of scary movies that I haven't seen, because I don't watch a ton. I'm trying to kind of play catch up so I can talk about them more articulately on this show. So I've started to watch more scary movies, but I've never seen Lawnmower Man, Jim. From the 608, a cougar. Yes. The lion family. I love it. I thought about that and like a grizzly bear because they're just so cool. Sherry from Horicon sent a picture of a lioness, I believe. She says, hi, Pete and Conrad and friends. Hi, Sherry. Great to have you with us this Friday night. That's a great photo you shared. Is that from Sherry?
That's from the 608.
That's from the 608. I'm sorry. Who said cougar? Cougar. And it's a cougar with a cowboy hat on.
I like the cowboy hat.
Our 608 friend has some Photoshop skills. Sherry did not send the picture, but she did say hello. So that's nice. Andrew from Maine says, is anyone else disappointed that Freaky Friday does not involve Pete and Conrad switching jobs? Cheap version of switching bodies. Ooh. That is interesting. But we'd have to be like possessed or something to do that, or there have to be some spell cast, I think.
Yep, yep.
So if Andrew, if you happen to be like a witch or some type of, I don't know, knock yourself out, maybe I'll wake up in Conrad's body tomorrow, like in the movie Big. This is hijinks will ensue. We've got the weekend to figure it out before Monday night show. John in Madison says, best animal ever. And of course, it's one I never heard of. The quokka?
Quacka?
Quacka?
I don't know.
Quika? Google. You got time to Google that, Conrad?
I
do. Before you switch into my body?
I do.
Carla from Baraboo. Aunt Carla checking in. She says, I would love to have an African gray bird so I could teach it all sorts of words and phrases. And of course, tuned whistling I can hear throughout the house. I cannot believe the detail in Carla's response. I would love to have an African gray bird. I have never heard of that either.
Okay, so it's quokka. Quokka.
Okay.
Quokka. That's how you say it.
Quokka. What is it? What family would you say it's part of?
It looks kind of like a rodent.
Ugh.
Okay. It says about the size of a domestic cat.
Okay.
The yeah, quokka. It doesn't say what family it's part of. Oh, wait, yeah, it does, but I don't know how to pronounce that.
You got to Google that. All right, Andrew from Maine says, for International Animal Day, do we celebrate animals that travel internationally? Perhaps beavers that travel between the Canadian and U.S. sides of the northern rivers, or penguins, because they are really cool. Penguins are very cool. Yes. In fact, there was a documentary years ago called The March of the Penguins. I don't know if you saw it, Andrew, but it is great. They are really cool animals. And you know what? And I only want the lion for protection. So after that, I would probably go, if I just wanted like a chum or a pal, penguin all the way. Jim from Appleton says, a bobcat or a lynx. Yes.
That'd
a lot
be
of
cool.
People in the cat family. Tigers, a puma. How about a puma? Love to have a puma. And then also from the 608, a parrot? Einstein parrot. Is that a brand of parrot or is that a brand of picture? I don't know.
But I'm not sure.
We're off to a good start here. These are great texts. I love them. So what else was I going to discuss? We had all kinds of stuff here. We are doing Freaky Friday in just a few minutes, folks. In about 10 minutes, Maria will be here and we'll be talking about Old World Wisconsin Museum in Waukesha. That's going to be fun. I saw this. Did we talk about Home Alone? Remember Buzz's girlfriend? When they show the picture of the girl and Macaulay Culkin goes, woof.
Woof, Buzz.
The moment I saw that, I felt so bad for the girl whose picture that was. And now I find out, I think I found this out a few years ago, but I forgot it. It says, in Home Alone, the picture of Buzz's girlfriend was actually a crew member's son in a wig. Since she was supposed to be funny looking, they decided it would be cruel to use an actual girl. I probably should have figured that out from day one, that they wouldn't do that to someone. And then this is a fun little factoid, too, that was shared by Todd Michaels. Chris Farley was originally cast as Shrek, and he recorded about 85% of his lines before he died. When Mike Myers took over, he asked for a rewrite because he didn't want to do the Chris Farley version of the script because they were pals. I think that's really cool. And a big ask.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
I didn't either. It's really cool. And that is a huge, it's a lot of money too, but good for them. So that thing you do drop today, the Tom Hanks film, I think it was the first thing he directed. I really liked that movie. It wasn't a great movie, but it was just kind of a fun, upbeat movie. And that's about it. Those were the only big releases. So what kind of animal do you want to keep as a pet? Let us know. Shoot us your favorite scary movie. You can say anything you want on the text line. Just keep the swears to a minimum. 855-752-4842. When we come back, Freaky Friday. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. The president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes. Health problems from lead pipes have been a long-standing problem in Milwaukee. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. A listeria outbreak across the country is raising concerns about how deli meats are regulated. 10 people have died and at least 59 people got sick. Jovana Kovacevic is a listeria expert who says there's room for improvement.
Consumers would benefit having the ability to look openly for listeria as opposed to fearing if they find any positive what's going to happen.
People should store meat at the proper temperature and cook it thoroughly. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Starting Monday, parts of I-94 that run through Menominee will see temporary closures for concrete work. According to the Department of Transportation, the right lane on westbound I-94 will be closed from 6 a.m. Monday until Tuesday morning, when work will start on the left lane from 6 a.m. to Wednesday morning. On Wednesday, the right lane of eastbound I-94 will be closed from 6 a.m. until Thursday morning. Department of Transportation crews plan to take down all traffic controls on Thursday and reopen all lanes. State Representative Clint Moses joined members of a statewide solar power coalition group on Thursday to push for energy reform. During a tour of a solar farm in Chippewa Falls, Representative Moses spoke with members of the group about proposed reforms to give more power to third parties who use renewable energy by making it more accessible. Officials with the group argue that allowing people to choose their power provider will lower costs. A reform bill with bipartisan support will be considered in the coming months. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Godfather, The Godfather 2, or The Conversation might be most people's response to the question, what is your favorite Francis Ford Coppola movie? When asked that exact question on a Twitter Q&A, the director surprised people and said his favorite film when it came to his own projects was Rumblefish. The film starred Mickey Rourke, Diane Lane, Nicolas Cage, and Matt Dillon and was based on the 1975 book of the same title by Outsiders writer S.E. Hinton. Might be time for a rewatch. A diehard Milwaukee Brewer fan is making the news for all the wrong reasons. Apparently, attending a Brewer playoff game was more important than being there for the birth of his first child. How do we know? The man held up a onesie and a sign that said, "First baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win?" The box next to playoff win was the one he checked. Let's not judge. The guy loves baseball, and maybe the baby isn't even his. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Not as cool tonight, mostly clear, low upper 40s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, a high near 80. Maybe a storm tomorrow evening, staying sunny and breezy Sunday, but cooler, high low 60s. Next week starts out sunny and dry, high upper 60s. Currently, it's 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
All right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome to another Freaky Friday on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I think I have to go home.
Why is that?
Just crawl under the bed here. That's too scary. Todd has a scary voice. Such a nice man, but that's creeping me out. Big time. All right. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our first installment of Freaky Friday here at Nightlight. We will be doing this all through the month of October, every Friday night at 6:35. And helping us kick off our inaugural benchmark, so to speak, is the general manager of events and experiences from Old World, Wisconsin's, Maria Kaminsky joins us now. Maria, how are you?
I'm doing well. I can't believe I'm your inaugural guest. That's a lot of pressure.
There's no pressure whatsoever. This is so much fun. I'm not going to ask you about your childhood. I promise there will be no tears shed. It's just great to have you here and very nice to meet you. So thank you for your time tonight. Are you a fan of Halloween, Maria?
I'm really a fan of like the hocus pocus variety of Halloween and not so much the super scary Halloween stuff.
Okay. Like the kids version of Halloween, sort of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And like, you know, just light magic, light witchery. I like that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Do you know any witches like that can actually cast spells?
No, okay. I sure don't.
That would be cool. Someone suggested. It would be cool. Someone suggested Conrad and I change our personas, and I thought that would. It sounded fun at first, but I'm sure there's problems I don't foresee that would arise.
Yeah, I don't think I can help you out with that. Okay.
All right. So before we get into the scary stuff, tell us about. I have to admit, I've never been to the Old World Wisconsin Museum there in Waukesha. It sounds like everything I've been reading. It sounds incredible. And I feel like I'm a kind of a transplant, but I feel like if I don't know it, there might be a lot of people that don't know about it. So tell us about this great museum.
Yeah. And, I'm a transplant too. So I am still learning about Wisconsin history, but it's so rich and so much fun to explore. So Old World Wisconsin is, a living history park. We've got about 60 historic buildings that were brought from all over the state and mostly in the 1970s, but up until now, just highlighting the experience of people living in rural Wisconsin from like the 1840s to about the 1920s.
Okay. So you have all kind of, like when it's not Halloween or there isn't some special event, what are your main attractions there? What would people go there to see typically?
Yeah, so we've got a village area that has sort of the houses and businesses you would see in the 1880s. So we've got a working blacksmith shop, we've got a shoe shop, we've got a boarding house, a general store, and then we've got a couple of areas that highlight farmsteads from the 1840s all the way up to the 1900s.
Oh, that's really cool. What's your favorite feature of the museum? Like if someone, what is the thing that's going to bring people there that they have to see?
Oh, that's tough. So that's like asking me to pick my favorite child. I got to learn how to blacksmith this season. And I'm still really bad at it, but it is really, really fun. It is not something that I ever would have had on my bingo card as part of my career.
That's a good fallback though.
Yeah,
you get to
light the forge, you get to hammer hot metal, you get to do the whole like dipping it in the water and making it sizzle thing.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
That's really cool. Okay. All right. So tell us about Halloween legends and lore. This is a 6 spooky evenings, you're calling it, held at Crossroads Village at Old World, October 11th, 12th, 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th, Fridays and Saturdays. What are we looking at here?
So Legends and Lore is sort of our spin on a spooky event. We try to keep it great for the whole family. So we've got lots of things going on for audiences of all ages. We transform the buildings in our Crossroads Village into sort of their spooky counterparts. So we tell old tales that immigrants might have brought over from the old country.
Yeah.
We dive into some local Wisconsin legends. And then we just have a bit of fun with the history of especially the Victorian era. They were really into spiritualism and a lot of like just sort of weird stuff having to do with the veil between life and death, and just the way that they interpreted their world.
You're offering a Victorian seance.
Yeah.
That's really creepy. Those, I used to get freaked out at Ouija boards, even though like there were other kids probably trying to move the thing. I don't really believe it was spirits coming down, but I'd be really worried to actually make contact. Where are you at with the seance, and what is that like at the museum?
Our seance is really fun. It is one of our most popular activities. We bring about 20 guests at a time into the parlor of a Victorian house. And we have some mediums who are trying to contact the spirits while our guests are there. And sometimes they're successful and sometimes they aren't.
How do you know if they're successful?
Oh, you know. The spirits, they really like to make a lot of noise. They let you know they're there.
And these are actual spirits. This is not like some guy who usually does the raking is under the porch clanking or something like that. This is a real thing.
I mean, I can't give that away. That would ruin the fun. But what I will say is the mediums of the Victorian era were often really great showmen or showwomen. Yeah. They knew how to keep an audience engaged.
I just want to be scared, Maria. And I got to tell, when you say step into the parlor, that alone freaks me out. If someone has a parlor in their house, I'm going to assume very bad things have happened there. All right. So that sounds kind of cool. So what else about scary folk tales come to life? Wisconsin immigrants brought countless tales and superstitions with them. You have the Slavic folk tale of Baba Yaga. Am I saying that
sure.
right? Okay.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So Baba Yaga is an Eastern European folktale. And, you know, depending on who's doing the telling, she is either, you know, sort of an evil witch who lives in the woods or just somebody who likes to live away from the village and can be really helpful to women in need. And the thing I love about Baba Yaga, there are two things. One is that it's one of those myths that, depending on who's telling it, you can always get something different out of it. Mm. And the other thing I love is that it is a performance that is put on by a local high school, Kettle Marine Perform. So they take it from start to finish every year and they write a script, they do the staging, and then they perform for us. And so every year it's something a little bit different. So
even if
you come to Legends and Lore every single time and see Baba Yaga, you're going to get something a little different.
What do you think is scarier? Like we're up here, we're in Northeast Wisconsin. I live near the North Woods. The woods are scary. Deep water can be scary. Like we've heard ghost ships and stuff like that. There's a lot of great stories involving ghost ships. Your area, like down in Kettle Moraine, I notice you offer some, you have something set there, a story set there. I don't know why, but that like when you get in a prairie where there's like rolling fog or like the Driftless area of Wisconsin, that scares me more than anything for some reason. What about you?
So the really interesting thing about the Kettles is, so Old World Wisconsin is situated among lots of these Kettles that were left here by the glaciers moving back and forth. And every one of them is different and they're all sort of like overgrown and you don't really know how big they are or how deep they go. And it does something really funny with the sound. So when you're walking around Old World Wisconsin, especially at night, you may think that you're hearing something that's right next to you, but it's actually coming from across a kettle. And just the way that the land is formed changes the way that you hear things. And I think that's pretty scary.
That is scary. That's very scary. I know. I always go back to like the Hound of the Baskervilles or something, the black and white movie. So tell us about Wisconsin takes of the cryptids. This is the bullhorned hodag. I've heard so much about the hodag. I still don't feel like I have a handle on it. I thought it was a North Woods creature. What can you tell us about the hodag and the tales of the cryptids?
Yeah, so it's definitely a North Woods creature. It is born and bred in Rhinelander, it is something uniquely Wisconsin. Like I said, I'm a transplant, and so I had never heard of the hodag until I moved here. And so we like to say that the Hodag just likes to migrate during the season, and he often comes to visit us down in Eagle.
So that's, is that, does the Hodag typically make a surprise appearance when there are kids walking through?
Yeah. So we have a couple of Hodag hunters on our staff. Oh, nice. And they are willing to take you out into the woods to see if you can spot him.
Oh, I love that. That is so cool. Now in the same, you said you have the Hodag, what is it called? Oh, the Beast of Bray Road. Mm. What's the Beast of Bray Road? You have something here on your website called the Trial of the Beast of Bray Road.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. It's Friday Night Lights time in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire High School football is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show featuring an interview with the head coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's go to the field. Here's Scott Montesano.
It's time to turn on the Friday Night Lights. Hello, everyone, and live from Carson Park, it's Eau Claire Area High School football. This evening, it's week 7 of the 2024 season, as we have the Eau Claire North Huskies against the Stevens Point Panthers. It's been over 25 years since the North Huskies played postseason football, and with 3 weeks remaining in the regular season, North has arguably their best chance to end that lengthy drought since the days of O-Town peak Britney Spears and when full-on tracksuits were in style. They must win at least 2 of their final 3 games. Clearly not easy, nor is anything guaranteed, but it does mean meaningful games as we hit October. Tonight, North gets another stern test as they face the Stevens Point Panthers, who enter this game tied for first in the Valley Football Conference, and one that has so far lived up to lofty expectations. North was humbled last week, blown out in a game at DC Everest. We were there for that one. Levante Bean had 2 long highlight touchdown runs, but the main issue was on defense, where North was as effective at slowing down DC Everest as trying to use paper towels to stop a leaky faucet. If North is to be in a position to win this game, they'll need to be better on defense. Of course, easy to say that where we sit. Stevens Point is a team that has been racing by opponents, averaging 31 points per game. I'm Scott Montesano, joined this evening by Derek Montesano, and we're excited to have you with us for this coverage of Eau Claire Area High School sports kickoff coming up at 7. And Derek, it's homecoming here at North. Should be a nice crowd, a lovely night here in early October at Carson Park. And again, for the Huskies, looking for what would be a huge win.
Yeah, great night altogether. The sun has, well, it's going down as we are talking right now. And again, should be an amazing crowd in attendance for this homecoming game. And like you said, going into this game against a very good Stevens Point Panthers team, they're all being the fans here can back them, and they can pull off the upset.
North comes in, again, needing 2 wins in their final 3 to qualify for the playoffs. Now, the next 2 weeks on paper seem winnable, not guaranteed, but winnable. But boy, if they could pluck this one, that gives them some margin for error. The key, they're going to need to at least slow down Stevens Point, averaging 31 points per game. Stevens Point, led by their quarterback, Grant Shadana, connecting on 70% of his passes. But not only can he throw, but he can run. He's been much more of a running threat since conference play got going. North is going to need to slow down Stevens Point, and they're going to have to move the ball against a Stevens Point team that is very stout defensively as well.
Yeah, this is going to be a very, very tough challenge for North. All they really need to do is really get themselves going right away, move the football consistently, not just move it a few times, but move the ball consistently downfield And that's how they'll be able to compete in this game.
Now, there's nothing wrong with a broken play that leads to a touchdown. Levante Bean had two long touchdown runs last week. Long TD plays aren't bad, but sustained drives that keep the ball away from Stevens Point will also help. Even if you just get three, four first downs on a drive stalls at midfield and you win field position with a good punt, that'll make all the difference. But again, sustained drives, at least a few in tonight's game on offense, will be needed. It's the difference between grabbing an apple on the way out the door as opposed to a sit-down meal. North could use a few sit-down meals today. Now, Peyton McCracken at quarterback. We know that North put it in his hands a little more last week. He had 150 yards through the air last week. Expect to see them try to use him more for North. But again, trying to do it against a Stevens Point team that allowed just one first-half reception against them last week in their win against Wausau West.
Yeah, that's going to be what's really difficult. North, a team looking to get the ball more into Peyton McCracken's hands and be able to throw the ball a bit more, up against the Stevens Point team, who, like you said, gave up just one first-half reception against Wausau West.
Well, again, we're here at Carson Park, and you are there, wherever there may be. And we're also joined tonight by Josh in the booth. Josh is shadowing us tonight. We will let the greatness of us melt off onto him as time goes on. Well, again, North and Stevens Point tonight. When we come back, Derek will take you around the rest of the area action as we get ready for another Friday Night Lights excursion here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley. Talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, it's time to go around the area with me, Derek Montesano. Kicking off an action over in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Two teams looking for their first conference win in the season. Sixth place in the conference, Memorial, who are 0-4, taking on seventh place in the conference, Wisconsin Rapids. Both of those teams looking to get themselves on the win sheet for the very first time. Also in action today is Altoona in the Middle Border Conference. They are currently also looking for their very first conference win. They currently sit 0-4. And they've got a very tough challenge this week against third place in the conference, the 3-1 Ellsworth. who is definitely going to be a tough challenge for them. Also in action, not in action today, is Regis, but they play tomorrow at 11 a.m. That should be a very good game there. First against second in the Clover Belt Conference, Regis against Stanley Boyd. That one will be a very good game to keep your eyes on, as first and second should be always entertaining. All right, when we come back, my dad Scott will take us into the kickoff here at ECHometownRadio.com and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz drive, driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sports talk radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's time for kickoff. With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
Well, again, the Eau Claire North Huskies and Stevens Point readying for this one at Carson Park. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano off to our left. We've got Josh shadowing us this evening as well. It is homecoming. They did the introduction of the North seniors prior to today's game. So they introduced all of the North seniors with parental representatives that they had out there. Sometimes mom and dad, maybe a stepmom or dad, or even a grandparent or an uncle or an aunt was with the players out there. Also, the cheer squad had their senior night and performed out on the field. And now a group of North students are getting ready to perform the national anthem in just a moment. The whole near side of us that runs goal line is packed. It's shoulder to shoulder and butt to stomach. The auxiliary bleachers beyond the end zone to our right that seat maybe 200 more people. They're filling up. The North band is in the big grandstand behind the end zone to our left, and maybe a couple hundred people made the drive over from Stevens Point, and they are on the temporary bleachers opposite of us, located in left field of the baseball field at Carson Park. Temperatures expected to dip into the mid-60s, lower 60s. There's a little bit of a chill in the air, but it's not cold by any stretch of the imagination. Woke up this morning, though, Derek, and it was a little chilly out there. It was a little, I don't want to say teeth-chattering cold on your walk down to South Middle School, but it was a little colder today. A reminder that it is October.
Yep, it was a brief reminder that it's October and we're supposed to have a bit of a chillier weather, and it showed it this morning. It got pretty cold.
So we're not going to have kickoff right at 7 o'clock. They were a little delayed by just maybe 4 or 5 minutes because of the senior night festivities. North is taken to the field. They'll introduce them in a moment, and then we'll have the national anthem here. Again, for North, they're trying to pluck off a Stevens Point team that is living up to lofty expectations. The Panthers expected to contend for the conference crown and go a couple rounds deep, if not more, in the playoffs. Now, Stevens Point, perhaps you can catch them looking ahead, because next week they'll take on DC Everest, which looks right now, if everything holds serve, that would be for the conference title, and huge seeding ramifications. So can you catch Stevens Point maybe looking ahead just a bit? If North is to pull off the upset, they got to score points and they got to have a good start to the game. But Stevens Point is good on both sides of the ball, and they rarely give their opponent a chance to do much of anything. Last week, Stevens Point only led 14-0 against Wausau West through late in the third quarter, but Wausau West was hardly ever moving the ball beyond their own 30-yard line. And as I said earlier, Wausau West only had one first-half reception. Can North find a little rhythm on offense against Stevens Point? And it would not hurt if North could force a turnover, get that interception, get that.